Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Talk That Ish with your boy Dilla. Excuse me, y'all, I'm on my lunch break and I just ate some fries, so it was really fucking good. But today's episode, real quick, I want to spend a little bit of time before I go back on work and talk about anxiety and depression. Not too many people talk about anxiety and depression, especially if you're a person like me who's always playful and goofy sometimes. So like if I was to be like, man, I'm so depressed, people gonna think I'm you know, kidding and shit because I joke a lot or whatever. But when somebody puts out there that they're depressed, you know, don't downplay it. Like, really, you know, find out if they're truly depressed and see what you can do, because it doesn't get talked about, period. And there's so many people who's fighting anxiety and depression and nobody says anything about it. And everybody in this world thinks they're alone going through anxiety and depression. There's a moment, I'm not a depressed person, you know, I try not to let stuff get to me and all this other stuff, but I was going through some stuff a few months ago, and for the first time in my life, I was depressed, like truly depressed. And some of the people I reached out to was like, yo, ass silly, like, no, I was really depressed. I was moody, I was angry, I was sad, I was you know, shed a few tears here and there. But what I've grown to learn to fight depression a little bit is to talk about it, you know, especially through Facebook, because a lot of people goes through what you go through. You know, you don't know until you say something. You can't keep things bottled to yourself. You can't, you know, think that you can fight this battle alone, because you can't. Support and the love of friends and family goes a long way. And people need that. I saw one of my closest friends was going through depression, you know, just had a baby, was going through it. And I'm like, man, it's a perfect time for me to talk about it. Number one, I feel that, you know, people who's going through these things should talk about it. Put it out there that you're going through, you feel depressed, and that you have, you know, going through anxiety. Number two, I do Zen a lot and meditate every so often. That helps. I swear to God, it helps. If you don't know how to, really do some research on trying to find that peace, that middle ground. Try to meditate. It helps. It does me a lot of justice. After I had my stroke, I started meditating and doing Zen, and I am so calm nowadays when it comes to a lot of things. My mind does ponder, but I don't slip into a depression. I make sure I don't slip into a depression. I had anxiety for a little while, but that's just something that, you know, it's kind of hard to get out of. You know, anxiety and panic attacks kind of just comes at you when it does. But I know, at least for depression, definitely, you know, share it with people, talk about it, you know, and because I've grown to know that a lot of other people go through the same thing. And they have suggestions on how to deal with it, you know. I personally do not agree with taking medicine to fight that shit. It don't do nothing but just makes you fucking sleepy all the time, you know what I'm saying? I don't buy into taking medicine. Medicine don't do nothing but creates and causes more problems down the road. So, I mean, if you're on medication, you know, great. But you got to fight this battle yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's a battle with yourself that you're fighting with. And the way to get out of that, again, is talk about it and meditation. That shit works. It helps, you know. You're not alone. You're never alone in this world. When anytime you feel like or think that you are alone, you're never alone. All you got to do is reach out. You know, all my friends know that they can reach out to me at any time of the day, and I'm there for them, period. You know what I'm saying? We could talk about anything. I may be down in the dirt sometimes, but I don't mind helping other people through their problems. If they're feeling depressed, helping them through that, making them feel better. Because it's hard being depressed and, like, you feel like nothing nobody could say could turn your day around, you know. Depression is a hard thing to get over when you're doing it alone. So, again, that's a battle you can't fight by yourself, because the most dangerous mind is an idle mind. You spend your time sitting there thinking about things the majority of the day, and the majority of the time you're going to slip into that depression and feel bad, angry, sad, all of that. So learn to clear your mind, meditate, and do not stress yourself, man. You stress yourself, you're going to feel depressed. You know, if you got bills, don't stress. Stress is a killer. I'm telling you this. I was stressing at age 26 before I got married. It was a month and a half or two before I got married. I was stressing so much from stuff going on at work, other problems. I was stressed about the wedding. And one day, I had all the signs and symptoms. Well, actually, it wasn't even a day. It was a week where I was going through the symptoms and signs of having a stroke, but didn't know that I was going through it. But then I thought one day, damn, my mother had a stroke. She had four of them. Let me call and see what's going on. I called my mother, and this is around the time my mouth started twisting up and everything, and I was losing feeling on my left side. And I'm like, Ma, what are the signs of having a stroke? And she told me, she was like, yo, go to the ER ASAP. Sure enough, I had a mild stroke because I was stressing over stuff that sometimes you have no control over. So if you have no control over things, there's no need to stress about something you have no control over. If you have something you can take control of, that's what you worry about. That's what you deal with. But if there is something that's out of your hands and the only thing you can do is possibly pray about it, pray about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't kill yourself over nothing. You know, something that you can't really deal with, you know, it can't really help in some situations. But depression is a killer, man. It's something that needs to be talked about because people do not talk about it. Young kids are committing suicide because they're depressed and don't talk to anybody about what's going on with them. If you're feeling that way, definitely reach out to people. Only way we can get over anything in life is if we come together and talk about the things that are uncomfortable to talk about, that you may feel is uncomfortable. I know social media plays a big part in how people feel. Like, people be posting that they go on trips and this, that, and the third, and blah, blah, blah. And the next person may look at it and get all depressed because they can't afford to go on the trip, or they can't afford to have their kids be watched by somebody because they, you know, and can't go on a fucking trip and shit like that. Things happen every day. It's choices that we make in life, and there's consequences we got to deal with. But don't shut yourself down. Don't slip into a depression over somebody else. Grass ain't always greener on the other side. Just because they was able to take that trip does not mean that when they come back home, they're still going through their bullshit. A lot of happiness is temporary happiness to get over something that they're going through. But me personally, I try not to let things get to me. I don't stress anymore. I talk about things. I'm more open with people about stuff. And I zen and meditate, and that helps. A lot of people are like, well, I don't know how to do it. Well, research it. Research, 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 research. YouTube. And try. And don't just try, do. Well, I've tried it. No, you didn't try because you got to do it. You have to do it. Trying is one thing. Doing is another thing. Be like Nike. Just do it. You can try all you want and feel like, oh, well, it's not working. But did you do it? You know what I'm saying? But I don't have that much time to continue to talk about this because my lunch break is almost over with. But yeah, depression is a hard thing, and we all go through it at some point in life. We have a phase, or people may go through this for damn near a lifetime. But talking about it, especially through Facebook, because I've seen people come out of nowhere just be like, hey, well, this worked for me. Maybe you should try it. You know, like, I didn't know shit about Zen, but somebody brought that to my attention, and it works. You know, I reached out to people after, you know, the fact, and it helped. So, yeah, when I had that stroke, a lot of people in my old job told me about people and their family who had a stroke, and this is what they did, and blah, blah, blah. And I did it, and I'm fine. There's a few things that's still kind of, you know, rocky, but for the most part, you know, I'm recovered. I feel good. You know, I just remain focused and positive and give myself little goals here and there, you know, to keep myself motivated throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year, you know. People stress over a lot of shit. Money, you know, that's the biggest issue. People stress over work. But remember this about work. You can always stop what you're doing and go do something else. Always. So if you're always depressed at your job because it's something you hate fucking doing, get your shit and leave. You can always start something new. Find something new. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's always hiring. And you can always set yourself up for better opportunities getting out of that shithole that you in. I was stuck at a job for 6 years and hated that shit after a while. And I never decided to want to do something. Then one day, something happened. I jumped up like, yo, I quit. I didn't have a backup plan. Only thing I had going was, along with that job, was Lyft. So I'm like, you know what? Wherever God takes me is where I'm going to go. So in between time, I'm going to do Lyft and see, you know, see what happens. So I left that job, and that was the best thing I could ever do. I was so happy. I left that job in August, and I ended up reaching out to Comcast. Comcast got with me, and I started working with them in October. And I've been happy ever since, in the great, best mood I could ever possibly be in. And by me doing this, I've met so many different people during Comcast where they got their own businesses and this, that, and the third, and I got business cards for in the future when I start building my foundation for stuff that I want to do, I can reach out to these people. All because I helped them with setting up cable and this, that, and the third. So I know electricians, I know politicians, I know lawyers, I know a lot of people. So I keep my mind focused on my future and what I want to do to make sure my kids are straight. So I don't slip into that depression about, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Da, 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 da. I keep myself positive. I give myself short-term goals that I look forward to completing to keep myself going. You know what I'm saying? Nothing in this world is an issue unless you make it one. You know? So it's stuff may seem like it's hard to accomplish, hard to do. You just have to do it. Set your mind to it and get to it and do it. And being black in America, we should all stick together, man. It's not enough of us sticking together. It takes all of us to get us on the right track. You know what I'm saying? If three black motherfuckers is depressed, the three of y'all should get together and talk about the shit. Help one another. I don't understand why it's so hard to help one another. People would rather pull you down and talk about your shit rather than support and help you and pick you up. You know what I'm saying? We got to do better as black America. And we got to do everything we can to help each other because we only got each other. So most definitely, you know, if somebody comes up to you or reach out to you, say, hey, yo, I'm depressed, and this, that, and the third, instead of downing them or downplaying it or cracking jokes or some shit, talk to them. Make them feel better. Make them feel optimistic about whatever the fuck is going on, man, because that shit is a killer. That shit will eat you alive fast as hell. I know. I've seen it. I've been through it. And for those who have anxiety, yo, the meditation definitely helps too, man. When you get to thinking about something and your heart get to racing and all that, like, yo, think about the calm, you know what I'm saying? The silver lining in the clouds. Find that shit. Life could only be as hard as you make it.
Starting range at 1004 Spring Hill Drive.
Sorry, y'all, that's my GPS, because I got to go to my next job. But yeah, man, you know, depression is a tough thing, and we need support of our friends and loved ones, you know. And sometimes we don't get that, and we just stay to ourselves, but ourselves is an idle mind, so we become a fucking a toxic cancer to our own self, because we're deep in our own thoughts about why this, why that, why me, you know, why. And we can't come up with the answers on our own. But with the help and love and support of family and friends, we can all come up with an answer. So I hope that this podcast touched somebody, you know, as to where they get their minds thinking about helping somebody or them getting help, you know, because... yeah, we all need it. We all need it. Don't ever be ashamed to say that you need help or want help. We've all, in some way or form, without us even knowing, go through the same shit. Just different, we're just different people, but go through the same shit. If me and my six friends all are in a relationship, 10 times out of 10, we're all going to be going through the same shit, just different people. And we can help one another through these situations, you know? Just like depression, you know, you may be going through it. And hell, your neighbor might be going through it, but you'll never know if you don't never reach out. So, like I said, with this podcast, I hope, you know, somebody gets touched by this. Just reach out, you know? I'm a cool person to talk to. Reach out to me if you need to talk to me, whatever the case. But, you know, life, we'll get there, y'all. We'll get there. So with that being said, I hope y'all continue to have a blessed day. It's almost Friday. Tomorrow's your boy's birthday. You know, I'll be 29. You know, I don't never really care too much for what I do, or, you know, gifts and none of that. I'll just be blessed that I made it to see another day, and that my friends who I'm close with make it to see another day as well. So I love y'all. Be safe, be courteous, be aware, and look forward to me and Raven Clark's Raso Dope podcast radio show tomorrow. I believe between 6 to 7, 8 or 9, not sure, depends on who gets off work and all everything. But be on the lookout for that. I will definitely be posting it and sharing it and share it tomorrow. And looking forward to all next day. So always remember that your tomorrows will never stop coming. Your todays will always be history. So live today's, but look out for tomorrow. I'll holler at y'all.